Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, I'll be chatting about living on your own and lockdown. Do you usually live alone, or have you needed to live alone due to the pandemic? If you live alone, you may think that you're comfortable with your own company. Or are you really? It occurred to me, as I live alone, just how much being connected to others actually mattered. For short periods, if you think about it, being alone can be really nice and rather a treat. Time to spend in your own head, as it were, doing things you want to do when you want to do them. Long periods, however, such as we've experienced in the pandemic, are very different. Humans are social animals, and we need connection with other humans. I'm not denying it, the recent lockdown is proving more difficult than the earlier ones. Perhaps this time, we know what to expect. There's no doubt social isolation is difficult and a considerable challenge. Being in your own company for such a long time can be boring and tedious. To be fair, if you aren't going out, can you stay in your pyjamas? Well, if you want to and you feel comfortable, just do it. On the other hand, if getting dressed is part of your structured day, then carry on with that too. It's your day. Trying to manage your own life with what's going on in the world is so important. Here are a few tips that I've found so helpful. When you get up in the morning, think about what you're grateful for and welcome each day with relish. Stay in the present and don't think too far ahead. That's a great start. Set yourself daily goals, structure your day, stay active, eating proper foods and keeping fit. As much as you can, it's crucial. Allocate some me time to yourself at some point each day. Do something you want to do. Think about things you can do to benefit both your physical and your mental health. What inspires you? Is there something you've been meaning to do but never had the time to do? Or have you perhaps got a stack of books you've been meaning to read for ages? Staying connected with others often is so crucial too. Use the myriad of technology available to you if you want to. Foster a positive outlook to everything that you do in your day. Challenge yourself to achieve your goals you've set yourself. Go out and exercise if that's possible. Being in the natural world definitely boosts your spirit and lifts your mood, and it keeps you conditioned too. Being kind to yourself is incredibly important. Managing your expectations of yourself to avoid disappointment and understanding your own needs and limitations is key to staying well. Overall, please remember that there are people who can help and advise you if you find it all becomes a bit too difficult to manage being on your own. Reach out to others for help when you need it. There is someone who can support you with whatever you encounter. Until next time, thanks for listening. Take care and stay well.